then you know that there's a bunch of other teams besides the Seven, a bunch of other superhero teams besides the Seven. And they don't really get delved deep into in the comic books, but we are getting a college drama that deals with that lives inside of this universe. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me. As per usual, I am Dustin, bringing you all of the news that matters in at least some of the areas that we don't necessarily cover on the Nerdy Legion podcast network outside of this show. Today is the newest episode of your Comic Talk headlines. Again, I am Dustin. This is the news. Oh, before we do that, though, just a quick reminder, the last week of October, we will very likely have maybe one episode, maybe not even an episode at all, because I am taking a little vacation. And then for the last week or 2 weeks of November into the entire month of December and the first week to 2 weeks of January, we will be scaling things back, very likely just the rumors episode. And even then, they probably won't be super consistent because that is the time that I take to myself, honestly. It's a slow time for the news, so it's acceptable, and we will keep you up to date on rumors, but really not a whole lot generally happens. This year, we might touch on some news and stuff before we get into, before I come back full-fledged. Last year, it was all just rumors. With the coronavirus, though, and all that going on, there's bound to be something newsworthy that will break through during that time. But again, going to be few and far between the episodes during that time, because I do stuff that is helps me keep my sanity. Let's just put it that way. So now we're going to get into the news. Now we have TV streaming, and this is honestly a huge section. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. This, it's mostly because of the follow-ups. Movie section is really big, too. Both of them pale in comparison to the giant-ass rumor section we have, so let's get to it. First up in TV streaming, we have follow-ups on House of the Dragon. It has been pushed back. The release of this, the Game of Thrones prequel series, has been pushed back to sometime in 2022, so it's been pushed back at least a whole year, potentially slightly more. Then we're talking about Cassian Andor. We do have a new director announced for the series. Now, I'm going to have to read names, so I do apologize. So Toby Haynes, who is the director behind the USS Callister episode of Black Mirror, amongst other nerdy credits, he has been brought in to direct the first few episodes of the Cassian Andor series, though, this is very important because some other news websites and things have been reporting on this wrong. He is not the showrunner, so he is not replacing Tony Gilroy. Tony Gilroy is staying on board as the showrunner and will likely direct a couple episodes in the latter half of the series, of the season, rather. It's just coronavirus things, because they're filming primarily in London. It's difficult for Tony to get over there, so they had to bring in this director. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to read his name again. Toby Haynes. They had to bring in Toby because Tony couldn't make it. Toby was already on the list of directors. He was just going to direct a couple episodes later. So apparently it seems that the two have switched places, but one has not replaced the other, if that makes sense. Then we have an update on the Yashahime Demon Princess, the Half-Demon Princess series, the Inuyasha successor series. They did just give us a release date. October 3rd is the release date for this series. It will be on Crunchyroll, Funimation, and Hulu. On October 3rd, it will be live broadcast on all three platforms, and then quote unquote shortly thereafter, so you know, vague with the time frames, but shortly thereafter we will be getting the dubbed version. So it will release on the 3rd with the sub version, and we will be getting a dubbed version very shortly thereafter. Next we're talking about The Simpsons, and this is an ongoing thing. They did did make that announcement a couple of months ago that they were not going to be having any white voice actors doing the voices for any non-white characters, which is weird because The Simpsons are yellow. So, you know, whatever. But we do have the first reveal of the new voice for Carl Carlson, Alex Desaire. I'm taking a stab in the dark on how to pronounce his last name. I do apologize. And we do have the announcement that our first official time hearing him doing the voice for Carl Carlson will be episode 1 of season 32. That news piece again, The Simpsons is almost as old as I am, and that makes me feel really old. All right, so news in TV streaming. We have Attack on Titan. This is an update, technically speaking, because we already know part of this, but the final season will be on Crunchyroll by the end of the year, and not just one version, but both the subbed version and the dubbed version will be released on Crunchyroll by the end of the year. So HBO Max subscribers, you will get it as well, or if you just subscribe to Crunchyroll, there you go. Next, we're talking about The Suicide Squad. James Gunn's The Suicide Squad is getting a spinoff, maybe prequel, maybe? It's focused on the Peacemaker, but James Gunn has said that it will not only feature Peacemaker. We will be getting more of the characters from the Suicide Squad in this series. Also, it is not necessarily just a prequel. Even though the press release says it's going to be delving into the origins of the character, James Gunn has said specifically that because that is the case, that does not necessarily mean it is all going to be prequel. So we can't use this as a gauge as to whether or not Peacemaker will survive the film. Though we do know that this series is getting in the way, or is going to happen rather, before James Gunn starts work on the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And that, I believe, is all we have there. Next, we're talking about Supergirl. This one's real quick. Probably could have gone in the follow-ups, but because of its nature, we're giving it, because of its weight, I guess, we're giving it its own little section. Supergirl has been announced that it will not be continuing past season 6. Season 6 is still not underway as far as production goes. I mean, they've done all the pre-production and stuff, but they're not filming anything yet. So we will be getting season 6, but that will be the end of Supergirl. Sad to say, but that is the way of things. Berlanti is like stretching out in other directions and is going really hard in HBO Max these days. So that probably is why he's trying to not, spread himself too thin. And then our final piece of news for TV streaming has to do with The Boys. There is been officially announced a spinoff series in the works that is going to deal with, if you've read The Boys comic books, then you know that there's a bunch of other teams besides the Seven, a bunch of other superhero teams besides the Seven. And they don't really get delved deep into in the comic books, but we are getting a college drama that deals with that lives inside of this universe. No announcement as to what the name of it's going to be, but the college will be owned by Vought, the big evil corporation in the series, and so you can only imagine all of the wonderful hijinks we're going to get. Also, no official word as to whether or not we're going to be seeing characters from the main show show up in this secondary show, but very interesting, very, very interesting. Want to see what happens. That is everything there. Now we're moving over to the movies section, and we do have, again, a few follow-ups here, just like before. First up is the Snyder Cut. We are talking about reshoots, and in spite of what you may be hearing, they are not going to be doing reshoots with Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill has shot it down on multiple occasions, both of which you can find links to down in the description. Cavill will not be doing the reshoots. That's not to say Gal Gadot and Ben Affleck and anyone else, Ray Fisher, Ezra Miller, so on and so forth, will not be doing reshoots, but we do know for 100% fact that Henry Cavill will not be part of any reshoots. So you can only imagine how much reshoots will be involved if, you know, one of the main characters, probably arguably the main character, is not present for reshoots. Also, there has been speculation that the reshoots they are planning on doing will roughly double the budget of the movie. I feel like that's speculative at best, because there is definitely no hard evidence to support that. But we'll see once it's all said and done, right? Next, we are talking about Star Trek IV. And if you remember, if you pay attention to the rumor mill, we reported on a rumor that said that Star Trek is not going to be a thing in the movies for a while. Paramount reportedly, according to that rumor, put out a memo that said they're no longer in the business of Star Trek movies. They're only going to be focusing on Star Trek series. Well, in response to that, Paramount has come out and said, no, we never said this, and this is not a thing. So they also said in this release that they are in early development for Star Trek IV. It's just a little slow going at the moment. And if you want to believe other rumors that we've reported on, it's because they're looking for casting issues. But we won't know until we see it. So anything beyond this is speculative, that we're just updating that. It is important to note, though, that with both Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth, both very publicly bailing on the Star Trek IV project, they have a lot of work ahead of them in order to either get at least Chris Pine to come back on board, or completely reboot again and start another timeline again. So it's either way, we're not going to be seeing Star Trek in a while, which was my takeaway from that rumor that we talked about in previous episode. So next we're talking about Disney, and this is just updates on the new release dates for some of the bigger nerd-oriented movies. So Black Widow's new release date is May 7th of 2021. Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings new release date is July 9th of 2021, and The Eternals has been moved back almost a complete year from when it was originally announced. November 5th of 2021 is the new release date for Eternals. All right, so now let's get into the actual news for the section. And first off, we have Yakuza is the news piece. Yakuza is the kind of GTA style Yakuza game. Sony is making a live adaptation of this game. They're working on, let's say it that way, they're working on a live adaptation of this game. It is very much still in early development. It very well could remain there indefinitely, but as it stands right now, they have announced that they are in fact doing the early legwork for potentially adapting a live action version of the Yakuza game franchise. Next, we're talking about Knives Out 2. Rian Johnson has come out and said that the sequel will be an almost entirely new cast. Basically, the only returning character will be Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig's Detective Benoit Blanc will be the returning character that kind of links the two movies together, which is kind of to be expected, and anthologically speaking, it makes sense. And then the last piece in movies is Father of the Bride. We do have Netflix making an announcement that there's going to be a third Father of the Bride movie, kind of. It's not going to be feature length. It's going to be a short film. I looked and looked, but I could not find an announcement as to the length of the film. But you do have like a very large majority of the original cast returning for it, so that's pretty freaking awesome. But that is all we have for movies. Now, we talk about rumors. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop doing the silly voice for this. I don't know why I always do the silly voice for the introduction in the rumor section. It is what it is. So, starting things off, we're going straight out the gate with Mandalorian. We have two pieces on the Mandalorian. First off, we have Carlos Esposito telling People Magazine that he is confident that the show will be renewed for a third and even fourth season. Now, this is not news, because this is Carlos Esposito saying, yeah, I'm pretty sure, but there's no confirmation one way or the other from anyone who actually has the power to do such things. So this is Carlos saying that there's reason to believe. We'll get into the other Mandalorian rumors separately, but As far as this rumor is concerned, I honestly, yes, I even though I just discredited him, that there is reason to believe on multiple other fronts, not just on Carlos Esposito's word, but multiple fronts say that there is a likelihood that we will be seeing Mandalorian deep. We very potentially up to 10 seasons. That's really speculative on my part, but because it is the biggest Star Wars thing since the Holy Trilogy, I would imagine this is going to be sticking around for quite some time. So likelihood, we're going 75. No, I'm even going to bump it up a little bit more. 80% likely that this is legit. We're going to see at least a season 4 for The Mandalorian. The other Mandalorian rumor, honestly, was also a last minute addition, so I have to fix the notes and put the two together. But the other Mandalorian rumor says that Pedro Pascal, the man behind the mask, if you will, is no longer going to be behind the mask. If you remember, we've been talking about potential issues behind the scenes on The Mandalorian, which is why season 2 is going to have a pretty dramatic shift away from the titular character around about the halfway mark. Is because there was some drama on set and reportedly Pedro Pascal stormed out, or depending on which report you want to listen to, which rumor source you want to listen to, either Pedro stormed out or he was told very forcefully to leave, something along those lines. And the reason for it, again, if you want to believe the rumors, is because he wanted more FaceTime. He wanted to take the helmet off. And it's another rumor, the rumor actually where this piece comes from, says that it got to the point where he so much didn't want to be inside the mask, so much wanted his face to be on screen, that he would just randomly take it off during filming, so he would ruin takes, and that is why he was forcefully asked to leave. Also went so far as to petition George Lucas, who was visiting set on a project he has no control over. Pascal reportedly pulled George Lucas's ear to try and get Lucas to get on board with him having his face on screen even more. And it's this really comical piece, honestly. If you think about like all of the ridiculousness that they're saying happened on set, if even half of this stuff happened, it's like, what kind of child have we cast as the Mandalorian? Like, I thought he's such a good actor. I thought he would conduct himself in a much more professional way. So the other half of this rumor is not that he has left the project entirely, but he is remaining on cast as just the voice for The Mandalorian, which apparently has appeased all parties involved, because not only is he not on set to cause problems, but he's not on set to be shoved into the tin can that is the Mandalorian armor, because apparently that was also a part of it. Is he just didn't like being in that armor. Not only did he want his face to be seen, but he didn't like the situation in and of itself. So, that being said, the likelihood that this is the situation, I think there's a strong likelihood. And also, like, you signed on to this movie knowing the script, knowing the story, knowing that it is part of this character's religious belief that his face not be seen, and you take issue with that in the second season? Like, come on, bro. Anyway, likelihood that this is the actual situation, I'm saying, like, because it's coming from so many sources, I'm going so high as to say 70% likely that this is legitimately the case. We won't officially know until season 3. We did, on the first report of this rumor, we did get confirmation that whatever the issue was, it has been somehow worked out. So if that's the case, then yeah, we will definitely see it come season 3. We might get an official something by the end of season 2, but I wouldn't hold your breath. All right, so moving right along, because we spent a lot of time on The Mandalorian, moving right along, we have a new ridiculous rumor that Microsoft is going to be purchasing Sega. This one, ever since Microsoft bought ZeniMax Studios, who owns Bethesda's subsidiary of ZeniMax, And now everybody's like, well, who are they going to buy next? Who are they going to buy next? And then the rumors, the internet started going, they're going to buy Sega. That's going to be the next big thing. I don't buy this one at all, because all of the evidence presented by anyone who's talking about this, who actually may or may not believe this, and very likely they do, has been very, very, very weak. So is it possible? Sure, anything's possible, but is it likely? About 10% of likelihood that this is actually going to be a thing. If it happens, that'll be awesome. I am totally on board if it does. I just don't think it's going to. So our next piece has to do with the Snyder Cut. We do have even more rumors. This is new report from similar rumor sources as before that Ryan Reynolds is wanted on set for the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League movie to play a Green Lantern. Specifically, I'm pretty sure Hal Jordan, because I'm pretty sure that's who he was in the movie. I don't remember. I kind of chosen to block that out. But yeah, so another rumor that Ryan Reynolds is wanted on set for the... likelihood for this one, again, 50-50. We do kind of hear about this from a couple of different places, but none of them have 100% accuracy with their reporting anyway. So I don't know. It's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. It would be awesome. I just don't know how likely it is. So 50-50 likelihood, you know, we're moving on. Next is another Zelda rumor. So this is from a completely different source reporting the same rumor that they want Tom Holland to be Link in the Netflix Zelda series. Now, there have been other developments aside from just the new source saying, yes, this is a thing. One is that Tom Holland himself has said, no, that's fake news. Well, if you pay attention to the wording of the rumor, it's that they want him to play this. It doesn't say that they have approached him to play this. It doesn't even say that they're in talks with him to play this. It just says that they want him. So if he doesn't realize that he is the man that they're planning on approaching, that's one thing. If they have approached somebody else, that's a whole other thing. But according to all of the rumors we're hearing, that's not the case. It seems that they're working up to the point where they can start casting. And once they start casting, he's their first choice. Again, according to the rumors. So rumor likelihood that this is the situation. Now that we're getting it, this is a little bit better source than the last place. So now that we're getting it from here, I'm going to bump this percentage up. I'm saying this is probably that they want Tom Holland to be this character. I'm going to say this is about a 70% likelihood that that's legit the want. Again, the actual casting of him very much remains up in the air because they haven't even approached the kid yet. So that's what we have there. Next, we're talking about Judge Dredd. Reportedly, the pilot episode, at least the main character for that, has been leaked. Mega City 1, if you remember, is the name of the series that they're working on. The pilot is now apparently early in the development stages and the actual development stages, not just the speculative stages. And it seems that they are going to be basing this series, again, according to this rumor, basing this series on the America storyline. Therefore, we continue down the road of this rumor, and it says that the actual main character is not going to be Judge Dredd himself, but America Yara. There have been things that have been leaning this direction for a while. So likelihood that this is legit, probably about 50-50. We're going 50% likely that this is going to be the thing. We still don't have confirmation that it's actually in development. So like, this is speculation on speculation at this point. So it's really rough going on telling that one. Next we have a rumor. Keep in mind, this is rumor. I know some pretty reliable places have been talking about this like it is legit. It is still very much rumor, but we do have a rumor that Iron Man in the MCU, actually specifically in the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness movie, Iron Man, there's going to be a version of the character played by Tom Cruise. The rumor then goes on to say that they're looking to do a bunch of quote-unquote crazy casting choices for this movie that kind of resemble this Iron Man situation. But it's still super speculative. So I heard it from the first source, and that there you it this is usually a really reliable source, but because I'm the tertiary outlet at this point, because I get it from sources who get it from leakers. I try and get it directly from the leakers whenever possible as well. And obviously leakers can never reveal their sources, you know, people who are on set, so on and so forth, or people who are in production companies. So because it's tertiary information, I was like, well, let me try and verify this from somewhere else. The verification happened in a number of other places, and it was less solid from those number of other places. So that being said, the likelihood that they've got Tom Cruise, if it's just a cameo, it's going to boost the percentage of this. So going off of the thought that Tom Cruise will have like a 10-second cameo or something around a minute or less cameo in this movie, if that's the scenario, then yeah, for sure, I would say about a 60% chance, because that's half a day of shooting. Tom Cruise can do that in his sleep. We don't have to worry about it. And then it's just a matter of getting all of the special effects in order. Now, if it's anything above that, that dramatically drops the likelihood that it's going to happen. If it's anything more than a minute to a couple of minutes, honestly, I would be surprised if it's more than 30 seconds of Tom Cruise as Iron Man on screen. But if it's anything longer than like a minute to 2 minutes, I'm saying at like a 5% likelihood that that's going to be the case. I don't see Tom Cruise being in this movie for very long, if at all. And then our next piece has to do with G.I. Joe. So it's actually specifically G.I. Joe versus Transformers. We've been talking about this movie. It's a rumor still at this point, but we do know that there is strong speculation that it is a movie that they want to make happen. Now, as part of this movie, the further rumor goes on to say that Mask, if you remember that cartoon from the late 80s, early 90s, Mask, Mobile Armored Strike Command, yes, command spelled with a K because reasons, that Mask is also going to be part of this movie. So it's going to be like a Mattel poop fest. No, that's not being fair. That it could be a whole lot of fun. It could be a lot of nostalgia if it's put in the right hands and if it's real at all. But this rumor, as far as Mask, is slightly too obscure. I don't think that there is a strong likelihood that this is going to happen. We're going to say 30% likely that this is legit. It will be cool if it does, but I can't get too behind this. Next, we are talking about Warcraft. There is reportedly a new Warcraft movie in the works. That is all this says. It's going to be a sequel to the previous movie that we got that was really garbage, but apparently just made them $1 billion in Japan. And I don't think that's an over-exaggeration. I think that's pretty close. Maybe not a billion, but they made a lot of money in China, rather, not Japan, China, on the Warcraft movie. So enough money so that they can justify making a sequel, apparently, if you want to believe this rumor. Now, likelihood for that, I feel like there's a pretty good likelihood that that's going to be the case. About 60% likely that there is a Warcraft sequel somewhere in the works. Will we see it ever? Possibly not, but yeah, I would not be surprised. Next, we're talking about Mortal Kombat 11. I always feel really weird. So the last time we talked about a data mine from a video game, I put it in the gaming section. So I feel kind of weird putting it as news, but also potentially I feel weird putting it as rumor, because the legitimate data is inside of the game. We have seen the lines of code that have said these things are going to happen. And actually, I feel like in this case, there's even audio evidence that this is going to happen. So what am I talking about? Sorry. Mortal Kombat 11, there is now a data mine leak, however you want to put that, that says we're going to be getting some interesting announcer voices in the next DLC pack. Christopher Lambert, Lyndon Ashby, just to name a few. See, it looks like they're focusing on that 1995 movie, which I cannot wait if that's legit. And again, reportedly, the video had been taken down by the time I was made aware of it. But reportedly, somebody actually posted some audio clips of these announcer voices on YouTube. But DMCA happens and things get taken down and YouTube says, no, 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 you've been naughty. So I can't verify that that's legit. So that being said, like I'm saying 50-50 because I want this to be a thing. Part of me says it's not that likely, but then the other part of me says it's super likely because somebody has audio files. But because the two sides of me are torn, I have to put it where it is. Then we're talking next about Metal Gear. Not a movie, not the movie this time. We are talking about the game series, not just the specific game, but the entire main series, the entire 5-game main series. Rumor is that they are working on updating the first 4 games for the PlayStation 5. Updating to what degree still remains to be seen. But the rumor says they are going to update the first 4 games. Because the 5th game, Phantom Pain, is already on the backward compatibility list for PlayStation, so they don't have to put it on, they don't have to do an updated version of it because it's already playable on PlayStation 5. So if this rumor is correct, you will be able to play all 5 main timeline games for the Metal Gear series on your PlayStation 5. Eventually. Likelihood that this is the situation, I feel like that's pretty slim. I'm not going to lie. Unless Sony is legitimately planning to buy Konami outright or even just some properties from Konami, including Metal Gear, this is not super likely to happen. So, keeping in mind that Sony does have more money than God, it is a possibility they could buy the studio and whatever, but if that does not happen and everything remains the same, I'm saying this has only got about 20% chance that it's going to happen. I would love it. I would freaking love it because that is the only reason in my mind to own a PlayStation is Metal Gear. Well, there's a couple other ones, but that's like the biggest one is Metal Gear. And just Hideo Kojima in general, because I mean, Death Stranding. Anyway, so 20% likelihood that that's a thing. I hope it is though. Moving right along, we are talking about a new piece, or a new rumor rather, that honestly, 10 minutes ago before I started filming, well, I guess it's about an hour ago now, before I started filming, it just got on the list. We have a rumor that there is a new Poltergeist movie in development. The rumor says that this movie will be a continuation of the reboot that happened a few years ago. It will be focusing on the character of, where did it go? Madison Bowen, who is the youngest child of the Bowen family. This time, though, she will have grown up and it will be basically the poltergeist, the ghosts following her into her young adulthood. So, I don't know. I have no reason not to believe this, but I also have very little reason to believe this. So we're going to say 50-50, equally as likely it could happen as it couldn't happen. And then our final piece of rumor has to do with Ben Affleck Batman. Apparently, again, according to rumor, because now that we know that he has signed a contract, we can now speculate on what the contents of that contract are. Apparently, if you want to believe the rumors, part of that contract is opening the door for Ben Affleck to legitimately get his Batman movie made. So the one that he wanted to get made before he walked away from the project entirely, that has now become Matt Reeves' Batman movie. Reportedly, he does have the option and he is interested in doing such things. Now, the reports then start to vary drastically from one another because one of them says it's going to be a movie. The other one says that this is just the resurgence of the Batman series that we've been talking about that could potentially be happening over on HBO Max, that Ben Affleck would be adapting his movie script into a series instead of just a standalone movie. And still other ones say it's going to be something else entirely. So, they all agree that Affleck is willing to do this as long as he has full creative control. And they also all agree that AT&T seems willing to give him full creative control. So likelihood that something is going to happen with Ben Affleck's Batman movie script that never got made and it now is potentially going to get made, likelihood that that's the thing. Yeah, I feel like that's pretty likely, but still super shaky. So I'm going to say can't go higher than like a 30% likelihood that we are going to see some iteration of Ben Affleck's Batman script. So that is all of the rumor. I told you it was a long one, guys. I told you it was a long one. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, you can subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer over on nerdylegion.com. If you want to go deeper into this show, get the full news show, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.